the Brahma Bull. He's bold. He's bad. He's brazen. He's the Rock.
But the Rock is cooking.
And he's coming to WWE Royal Rumble.
Finally!
Live only on pay-per-view. This Rumble is going to rock.
Welcome to a special edition of the Altitude Explosion with me, the Boogaloo Shrimp. Folks, it happens only once a year, and this Sunday is the 26th installment of the WWE Royal Rumble. And with tradition with the show, we kick off this show with an awesome program that we like to call the Royal Rumble Rundown, an annual show where we get you ready for this Sunday's massive 30-man over-the-top rope event. This show, we're going to be showing you all the participants that will be taking place so far, confirmed, and we're going to give you a little backstory to the big main event. That's right, it's the WWE Champion, CM Punk, taking on the People's Champion, The Rock, for the WWE title. Now, of course, what show about the Royal Rumble would not be appropriate without giving a little bit of a backstory of the Royal Rumble? Starting in 1988, the Royal Rumble was an over-the-top rope elimination match that would prove who is the best in the WWE. Later on, it would become the holding ground to find the number one contender for the WWE Championship at the main event of that year's WrestleMania. And as we have seen over the past 26 years, this match has evolved and grown and expanded to all kinds of levels not imagined by anyone during the Federation years. But of course, what makes the Royal Rumble so incredible? By taking a look at one simple thing, the numbers.
It's anticipation of the amazing.
Edge is going to WrestleMania!
Unvarying in unpredictability and the epitome of excitement.
Welcome to the Royal Rumble!
For over a quarter century, it has shown us how to defy the odds. 30 superstars, one winner, a main event championship opportunity at WrestleMania 29 awaits. At the 26th annual Royal Rumble match, the numbers tell the story. 36, the total number of WWE Hall of Famers who have competed in the Royal Rumble match. These legends combine to headline 25 main events at WrestleMania. 724. Since 1988, over 700 entrants have tried to win the Rumble match, only to be eliminated. 39. Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels holds the all-time record for eliminating the most competitors.
How does he do that?
Not far behind is Kane, who has tossed a total of 35 participants in 13 consecutive Rumbles, with a record 11 eliminations in 2001.
Kane, it's going crazy here!
201,497 pounds, the astronomical mass of humanity that has competed in the Royal Rumble match.
Going to where the beef is? There's the beef, pal!
That's over 100 tons, or 457 Big Shows. 440,004.
There's a lot there here in numbers.
That's how many members of the WWE Universe have been in attendance at the Royal Rumble to witness a number of memorable moments. 62 minutes, 12 seconds. Rey Mysterio survived brutal competition for over an hour to set the record for the longest appearance in a Rumble match.
He did it! No way! Rey Mysterio did it!
3. Stone Cold victories in the Royal Rumble match, more than any other superstar in history. 2 seconds. For 20 long years,
the Warlord held the record for the shortest time in the Rumble match. That was until 2009.
Oh, what? I think the Warlord's record may have been broken.
I wasn't ready.
Number one. The first entrant is at a definite disadvantage, where time is not on their side. Yet a number that has produced the same amount of winners as the coveted number 30 spot. 27. Perhaps the luckiest number in the Rumble match, producing a record 4 winners. And since 1993, 58% of Royal Rumble winners have gone on to win the championships at WrestleMania. Every WWE superstar is eligible to enter the Royal Rumble, making this one of the most unpredictable nights in WWE history. There's only one road to WrestleMania, and it begins at the Royal Rumble.
So as you can see, the Royal Rumble is made up of all kinds of different elements that make it one of the biggest matches of the year. And fortunately for you guys, we have a confirmed list of who is entering the Royal Rumble so far for 2013's main event. The leader of the C Nation, John Cena, the man who won the 2008 Royal Rumble. The guy who won last year's Royal Rumble, the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus. The man who won the 2009 Royal Rumble, the Viper, Randy Orton. Mr. Money in the Bank himself, Dolph Ziggler. From three-man band, Heath Slater. The Intercontinental Champion, Wade Barrett. Feed me more, it's Ryback. The Assassin of Awesome, The Miz. The United States Champion, Antonio Cesaro. From the Primetime Players, Darren Young. From three-man band, Jinder Mahal. Kofi Kingston. Remember, he won OMG Moment of the Year last year for his cool way of avoiding elimination in last year's Royal Rumble. One half of the Tag Team Champions, Team Hell No member Daniel Bryan. The 7-foot-tall Punjabi Playboy, the Great Khali. One half of the Usos, Jimmy Uso. One half of Rhodes Scholars, Cody Rhodes. The other half of Team Hell No, the Big Red Monster Kane. Now remember, he eliminated 11 people one year alone. Now that he's entering his consecutive Royal Rumble match, will he be the one to headline WrestleMania? The Funkasaurus, Brodus Clay. Michael McGillicuddy. The final member of the three-man band, Drew McIntyre. The other half of Team Rhodes Scholars, Damian Sandow. Jey Uso. And of course, the final member of the Primetime Players, Titus O'Neil. So far, we have 23 names confirmed for the Royal Rumble. Now, that means some people have not been entered yet for the Royal Rumble match. So that means anyone can enter. And normally, it's usually pretty good when you don't know who's entering the Rumble next. Now, we're taking your predictions on who will win the 2013 Royal Rumble live at area code 347-884-9149. We've got a caller on the air. All right, caller, what is your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Charlestown, Indiana.
Chris, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble for 2013?
I think John Cena is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
To go on to WrestleMania.
Okay.
To face The Rock.
Also, you think The Rock is going to win the main event match for the Royal Rumble?
I do believe so. It's set up to have a Rock and Cena 2 at WrestleMania.
Rock and Cena 2, Electric Boogaloo, Twice the Insanity, Twice the Air Breathing from Dwayne Johnson. That's right. I did not forget. So why do you think John Cena is going to win the Royal Rumble for the second time in his career?
Well, I think it's all set up to where, Cena won the Slammy for the Superstar of the Year, but I don't think that was just right for what he done last year. Like, he really wasn't in much last year, and I just think to get his career back going, I think him and The Rock need to go against at WrestleMania, and he needs to become the WWE champion by winning it from The Rock. Then he will rightly be the Superstar of the Year, I do believe.
Well, Chris, that is a very good point, because if you remember last year, this is my personal opinion, and you can fault me for this, but John Cena, I gave it to the guy because he had a lot of crow to make The Rock look good last year at WrestleMania. Let's face it, by the 10-minute mark, Rock was sucking so much air, the first three rows passed out of oxygen deprivation. It'd be funny if it weren't sad.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that, you know, John Cena has a good shot of winning the Royal Rumble this year. Now, why do you think The Rock is going to win over CM Punk? Why do you think The Rock is going to win over CM Punk at the Royal Rumble this Sunday?
Well, yes. CM Punk has had the WWE champion for well over a year, well over. And I just think they're setting it up to where The Rock's going to take it from CM Punk, I do believe. I don't think, I think they pushed Ryback way too fast. And I think the only one that can take it from CM Punk right now is The Rock. That is my opinion.
Yes, but are you worried that he will become a paper champion? And for those who don't know, a paper champion is someone who held a championship, but not in the way that it would normally be held, i.e. Hulk Hogan's championship reign in 2002 when he defeated Triple H for the title at Backlash, only to lose it a month later to The Undertaker. So do you think he'll become a paper champion like Hulk Hogan was?
Unfortunately, I do believe so. I think he will become a paper champion. Like textbook, you know, they have to get somebody in their big name, like The Rock, to take it from Punk and then to bring it back to Cena.
Well, so, Chris,
that's what I think.
Do you think that that The Rock could redeem himself by competing and defending his title at the Elimination Chamber?
I totally, totally just now forgot about the Elimination Chamber. I think he is going to be able to get through the Elimination Chamber, and I think the only reason why The Rock's back, and I have to say Rock is one of my most favorite wrestlers of all time, but I think he's going to only be back from the Rumble to WrestleMania, and then he's going to be gone again. I think he's only here for about 3 or 4 months, and then he's gone. He's probably going to hold it through the Elimination Chamber.
Now, if there was one superstar that you thought deserved a title shot over The Rock, who would it be?
Who would it be?
That's right. We make you think on this show.
Oh, who deserves a title shot? I would have to say, as many times as Ryback has been messed over, I think he deserves at least one more shot. Ryback would.
All right, I'll give you that. So you think John Cena is going to win? Well, Chris, I thank you for joining us, and that actually tangents us into this promo that he cut this past Monday on Raw, which many are heralding as the worst John Cena promo ever. So thanks for calling in, Chris, and thank you for being a great tangent into this next clip. So hopefully, Cena, hopefully your prediction comes true. He might not. It might. Who knows? That's what makes the Royal Rumble so fun. Well, anyway, let's take a quick listen to this clip from John Cena's promo this past Monday on Raw.
Lively bunch here tonight, huh? Lively, because you probably had a restful weekend, I imagine. Because you see, on the seventh day, there was rest. Traditionally, Sundays have always been a day for us to rest, recover, recuperate. And it doesn't matter if you like me or if you don't, or what you do with your Sundays, we all enjoy Sundays. It's a day to do whatever you want, like, Right there. Yeah. You, right there. This young man right here. I bet you when Sunday rolls around, this young man is having a ball. A day off of school, right? Your homework is always done early, right? Excellent. So what do? You probably call up your friends, ask them to go out and play. Wait a second. Kids today don't use the phone, and they don't go outside to play. You probably go play video games. Wait a second. You play video games, don't you? You're the 10th level prestige that's keeping me at noob status on Black Ops 2, aren't you? You're ruining my cyber life. Could you please give me a break? Okay, between you and me, when we're playing the game, my username is... My username is Skidmarks187.
Oh.
Don't laugh. Hey, listen, it's a judgment-free zone. I'm a grown man. I eat Fruity Pebbles. I play video games. We do what we want on a Sunday. Like you, young lady right there in the hat and the white shirt. I bet your Sunday is reliving your Saturday. Maybe something like a girls' night out, a ladies' night. You get together with the crew, dressed to the nines, have a few apple teenies, and then wake up on Sunday, post a few pictures, but only the ones you're in and only the ones you're looking good. We know the rules. And probably off to the gym with a $12 cup of designer coffee. Post a selfie of you in yoga class doing the downward dog. Thank you very much. Then maybe back to the apartment to surf YouTube and listen to Taylor Swift to negotiate your last breakup and maybe switch to Nicki Minaj because you might have met a guy last night you got a future with. Here's the bump in the road with your Sunday. The guy you met last night. The guy you met last night is right there. And you, sir, I have lived your Sunday 1,000 times. It goes something like this. Wake up around 1:30 or 2 p.m. surrounded by bodily fluids. Maybe yours, maybe not. I don't know. There's a receipt in your back pocket for 168 Jaeger bombs and 2 blow-up dolls. And you can only find 1 blow-up doll. There's a beautiful tattoo of Judge Joe Brown on your left shoulder, and you have no idea how it got there. And on top of that, you just found out you Brett Favre yourself on Facebook. And I don't mean throwing a touchdown. Here's the point. We all do different stuff on Sundays, except for this Sunday. Because everybody in the building tonight knows that this Sunday is the Royal Rumble match. And everybody watching around the world knows that this Sunday, if you win the Royal Rumble match, you got a golden ticket to the main event of WrestleMania. And right now, everybody in the WWE Universe is picking who they think is going to win or not win the Royal Rumble this Sunday. This Sunday, unlike any other Sunday, this Sunday superstars can be born. This Sunday history can be made. This Sunday will be an all-out war. So this Sunday, the video games will be on pause, the yoga will be done at home, and the hangovers, well, they'll have to wait till Sunday night. Because this Sunday, all the eyes of the WWE Universe fall on the Royal Rumble. And this Sunday, whether you're in Phoenix, Arizona, or you're watching at home, the world will find out what I already know. This Sunday, I will win the Royal Rumble!
John, I have to say, fella, that was a very bizarre
creative yet passionate speech. But I think you got it all wrong, fella. Because the man who's going to win the Royal Rumble this year is the man who won it last year. It's going to be a simple case of deja vu because I'm going all the...
What are you talking about, fella? Out here telling everybody that you're going to win the Royal Rumble.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Shane is primetime players, and now Orton.
I ain't come out here to dance. And I ain't come out here to talk about deja vu, although I could. I came out here to tell you and everybody else that you're looking at the man who's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Awesome!
I came to the table to play. There's a price to pay. It's time for you to get down on your knees. I came to the table to play. You're a total day. You're never coming back.
Really? 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 I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'm going to win the Royal Rumble, and I'm going to go on to main event WrestleMania again because I'm the Miz! And I'm...
Kane, can you believe that all these people are arguing over who's going to win the Royal Rumble match? Can you believe all these people are arguing over who's going to win the Royal Rumble match?
I was just thinking the same thing myself. I mean, how childish, because everybody knows I'm going to win the Royal Rumble match.
No, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble match.
I am.
You are all wrong, because the greatest United States champion, Antonio Cesaro, is going to win the Royal Rumble match. And I just wanted to let each and every one of you know that I'm going to dedicate my victory this Sunday to my home away from home, the United States of America.
Matt, I mean, I've heard of delusional, but good God, this takes the cake.
One member of 3MB will record its name into history after winning the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah! The question is, What do you think about that, baby?
Wait a minute, look out! Oh, here we go! Royal Rumble match, you're teeing off. Well, this is not the Royal Rumble match, but it's a glimpse into its future. Yeah, a bit of a preview of the Royal Rumble match here tonight on Monday Night Raw. The ring filling up with competitors. A huge brawl has broken out in San Jose. Well, we've said it before. Every single superstar that enters the Royal Rumble match thinks and feels deep down inside of them in their heart that they're going to win this thing. And again, it's every man for himself in the Rumble. And just like you saw there, you're eliminated if you go over the top rope and your feet hit the floor.
some of the participants are not even getting ready for their Rumble matches. A few of the superstars competing in this year's Rumble match have to compete in a match before they can compete in the Royal Rumble match. So let's go ahead and run down the card right now for you guys. Coming up first in the pre-show, that's at 7:30 on WWE.com or WWE's YouTube channel, it's going to be Antonio Cesaro defending the United States Championship against The Miz. Can the Swiss sensation take out the awesome assassin and retain the United States Championship? Also before, we're going to see Team Hell No, the tag team champions Daniel Bryan and Kane, defend their tag team titles against Team Rhodes Scholars, which is comprised of Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes. As we saw this past Monday, Team Hell No graduated anger management therapy. Can their new certification as anger control tag team champions help them in defending those titles against the sophisticated, scholastic, and sensational Team Rhodes Scholars? We'll find out this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. And of course, they're not even done for the night, because they've got to enter the Royal Rumble later on that night. The World Heavyweight Championship defended in a last man standing match as Alberto Del Rio defends the title against The Big Show. Del Rio closed out 2012 by winning the world title from Big Show in a last man standing match by flipping the announcer table onto Big Show, making it impossible for Show to answer the 10 count. Del Rio has sworn victory against the 7-foot giant at the Royal Rumble, but you never know what will happen when you get a giant angry. We're going to see Big Show take on Del Rio for the world title in a last man standing match this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. And of course, we got to talk about the match that is going to be the match of all matches for the Royal Rumble. CM Punk will defend the WWE Championship against the People's Champ, The Rock. And there's a stipulation to this match. If The Shield interferes in the match, Punk will automatically be stripped of the title. A stipulation that was made this past Monday on Raw to prevent The Shield from interfering and attacking The Rock. So, why is the WWE title match this year so important? You don't gotta look any further than 3 weeks ago on Raw when CM Punk and The Rock met to get into each other's heads for their title match at the Royal Rumble.
Because here's the truth about Las Vegas, here's the truth about the WWE, is that it doesn't matter if you're the best wrestler, it doesn't matter if you're the best talker, it doesn't matter if you're the best overall performer, it doesn't matter if you make the two clowns sitting to my left on commentary look like amateur hour, there is a glass ceiling and nobody is allowed to break it. That's the simple story of this place. The more popular you are, the more money you make. The more you people cheer for any given superstar, the more opportunities you're afforded. Why do you think a guy like John Cena, who has admittedly had the worst year of his career, gets title shot after title shot after title shot after title shot? Or why a lethal grappler, why a serious submission specialist like Daniel Bryan puts a smile on his face and saddles himself, belittles himself with catchphrases? Or why a 400-pound monster, Brodus Clay, soils his hands by touching your filthy, ugly little children to get in the ring so he can shuck and jive for you? Or why an invisible child, little Jimmy, is better positioned on the flagship show, Monday Night Raw, than a workhorse like Tyson Kidd? And nobody's ever been able to attain a modicum of success without you, except for now, until I showed up. I have become the most successful WWE champion of all time. Not of the modern era. Now, that's another little buzzword that somebody backstage wants you to say. They probably want to put it on a t-shirt. But that's the way you get noticed. You don't get noticed until you start to move a couple of t-shirts around here. If I competed in Bruno Sammartino's era, I'd have been champion for 20 years too. No, I'd have been champion for 30 years. Because wrestling one night a month in Madison Square Garden is easy. You never see a Hulk Hogan wrestle TLC matches against a superstar like Ryback. Because he had it easy. I wrestle physically demanding matches on free television week in and week out. So much that my 1 year equals 30 of theirs. And I've attained this success. Not because of you. I am successful not because of you. I am successful in spite of you. Here's some honesty. I watched Roddy Piper smash a coconut over Jimmy Snuka's head, and I sure as hell didn't say, golly gee, I can't wait to go electrify the people of Tampa Bay, Florida. No! Because I don't care about the people of Tampa Bay, Florida. There's good guys and there's bad guys in this world. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, I am a bad, bad man. And every time after that, when I beat one of your superheroes, and I don't care if it was John Cena, Ryback, Chris Jericho, Kane, Big Show, Dolph Ziggler, any of the litany of superstars that I've defeated, I wasn't just beating them, I was beating all of you. And for 414 days, that's exactly what I've done. In your face, jerks, I have beaten you. I have stomped you out under my oppressive boot. And I'm going to do the same thing to The Rock, because I don't care if he's back. You all do not get to win. You are losers. You do not get to win. You do not.
The Rock had to hear it all. The Rock wanted to wait until you said everything you had to say, so The Rock knew exactly the kind of man he's dealing with at the Royal Rumble. And now it's become crystal clear to The Rock. You are straight up delusional. You keep mentioning that number 414. 414 days you've been WWE champion. That's incredible. Incredible. The real number, it ain't 414, Jack. The real number that haunts your dreams is 20. They know in 20 days, time's up. You want a change. You wanted a revolution. You say that when you became WWE champion, you rejected the people. No. The people rejected you. You talked about change. You couldn't do it. You talked about revolution. You couldn't do it. You came out and you promised everybody ice cream bars. Ice cream bars for everybody. And you couldn't even do that. You couldn't provide ice cream if the Dairy Queen, Carvel, and Cookie Puss drove an ice cream truck straight up your ass. They have. They have voices. And they love to use their voice. They use it every single night. Every night they use their voice. As a matter of fact, they know something special is getting ready to happen right now. They're going to use their voice. They're going to chant the loudest chant you have ever heard. They're going to chant. They're going to chant something that is going to follow you for the rest of your life. They're going to chant. They're not going to chant respect. They're not going to chant best in the world. They're going to chant exactly what you are. In 3 seconds, they're going to chant, Cookie Puss, Cookie Puss.
Be the puppets that you are. He got you chanting about ice cream the same way I did a year and a half ago. Congratulations. They still don't get to win. You don't get to win.
They don't get to win. They don't get to win. Oh, they've already won. See, that's that's something you fail to realize. They've already won. They won the moment The Rock woke up this morning at 4 a.m. The Rock woke up this morning at 4 a.m. He sent out his early morning tweet to the world. Then The Rock ate his famous pancakes. Then The Rock went to the gym, clanging and banging and clanging and banging. Then The Rock got in his pickup truck, and he drove up right up I-75, right through Alligator Alley. Right through Alligator Alley. So The Rock could stand right here in the middle of this ring, in front of you, in front of them, in front of the world, and proudly say, finally, The Rock has come back to Tampa. Well, you see, Punk, it's not just that The Rock is back. No, it's why The Rock is back. Here's why The Rock is back, for three reasons. The Rock is back to entertain them. The Rock is back to stop you. And after 10 long years, The Rock is back to win that. CM Punk, you have one of the most creative and innovative minds in the history of the WWE. The Rock knows it. You failed to use it. You became WWE champion, and you also became the biggest jerk the world has ever seen. The Rock can look you in the eye and tell you this with all passion and with all heart. When The Rock is here, don't you ever say the people don't matter. They matter. They've always mattered. You're the one that doesn't matter.
Oh, I matter. I'm the most successful
guy. It doesn't matter if you matter. The only thing that matters is that you understand, you get it straight in your head, that at Royal Rumble, there ain't no way. And The Rock means no way you're going to stop The Rock from becoming WWE champion.
Unlike a lot of people, I'm glad you're back. I don't care what your schedule is. I don't care if you work here 16 days a year, 365 days a year. You could be Santa Claus and have his schedule. You could one day a year. I'll still kick your ass. I don't care how many movies you film every year. I know how hard that schedule probably is. But every time you come back, whenever you decide to grace us with your presence, I'm going to kick your ass. Because this isn't Candyland. I'm like nobody you've ever faced before. You can make fun of the color of my t-shirt, and you can talk about pie, and you can sing songs, and you can rhyme, and you can do your tired, lame-ass shtick. I just want you to know that come Royal Rumble, and you have about 3 weeks to realize this, I'm going to kick your ass, because I'm the best in the world. I'm the best thing going today. I'm the best guy you've ever stepped foot in the ring with. And you need to understand, congratulations, Rock. You just graduated from the kiddie table. But you just bit off more than you can chew. You're playing Little League with your little insults and your rhymes and your millions and millions and your finallys. And I'm in the big leagues. And I'm swinging for the fence. You need to understand that your little jabs and your insults, it's all kiddie games. You can't leave a mark on the champ's face. Come Royal Rumble. Understand, when you step in the ring, your arms are just too short to box with God.
You may think that The Rock is boxing with God, but The Rock knows for a fact you are going one-on-one with the Great One. Don't you think for one single solitary second that The Rock doesn't know how bad you are, how dangerous you are, how tough you are. The Rock knows that. 414 days. The Rock knows. The last time we were in the middle of this ring, you hit The Rock with a GTS and you knocked him out cold. Cold as a block of ice. The Rock didn't forget it. You hurt The Rock. You embarrassed The Rock. He said it before. He'll say it again. In 20 days, time's up. But here's the thing. This is what The Rock wants you to do. From now until then, The Rock wants you to go home and think about the next 20 days. As a matter of fact, The Rock wants you to go home and look in the mirror As a matter of fact, The Rock wants you to go home, look in the mirror, and strip naked. That's what The Rock wants you to do. Go ahead and look at yourself. Don't concentrate on your cookie puss. Turn around and look at your backside. Turn around, look at your backside, and let's try and find a small space on this body that's not covered in ugly tattoos, because The Rock wants you to get two more tattoos, some more tattoos. Here's the thing. Go ahead. On your left butt cheek, The Rock wants you to get a tattoo of a big fat M&M. And then add a Snickers, a Milky Way, a Mounds. You can't have an Almond Joy, because unlike you, Almond Joys actually have nuts. And then on your right butt cheek, this is what The Rock wants you to do. The Rock wants you to get a tattoo of The Rock's size 15 shoe. So you will have a lifetime reminder of how badly The Rock is going to kick your candy ass at Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah, rock bottom! Rock bottom! Amen! A rock bottom!
Again, the Royal Rumble is made up of so many different things that we cannot even begin to talk about in just one show. Well, anyway, before we go, we're going to actually run down the card one more time for you guys in case any of you guys by chance missed it. And I got to say, this is a really, really good card to run down. So let's start again with the confirmed entries in the Royal Rumble match this Sunday. Now remember, it is a 30-man over-the-top rope elimination match. When you're eliminated, both feet must touch the ground, and that means you are done. Now remember, in the Rumble, it's every man for himself. There are no friends, only enemies. And the last man surviving will win a title shot of their choice at WrestleMania 29. So far confirmed, we have got the 2008 Royal Rumble winner, John Cena. The 2009 Rumble winner, Randy Orton. The 2012 Royal Rumble winner, Sheamus. Mr. Money in the Bank, Dolph Ziggler. And remember, Dolph Ziggler must choose whether to enter the match at number 1 or number 2. From three-man band, we've got Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew McIntyre. The United States Champion, Antonio Cesaro. But remember, he must also defend the title in the Royal Rumble pre-show against The Miz. Intercontinental Champion, Wade Barrett. The Miz. Now remember, The Miz is also competing against Antonio Cesaro for the U.S. title. Ryback, and I'll tell you what, Ryback, if he can get some of them people over, he has a good shot of winning the Royal Rumble. Titus O'Neil of the Primetime Players and his partner, Darren Young. The Tag Team Champions, Team Hell No members, Kane and Daniel Bryan. But remember, Daniel Bryan and Kane must also defend their titles against Team Road Scholars this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. The Great Khali, Kofi Kingston, and the winner of the 8-man NXT tournament, which takes place this weekend at the Royal Rumble Fan Access. The winner will receive a spot in this year's Royal Rumble match. So far we've got 24 names confirmed for the Royal Rumble. So who's going to win? No one knows. But remember, it's not just about the Rumble, it's about the title match. CM Punk will take on The Rock for the WWE Championship. And remember, if The Shield interferes in the match, Punk is automatically stripped of his title. So, as you can see, the Royal Rumble, anything can and most likely will happen in the Royal Rumble. And that's what makes it so exciting. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us for this week. I hope you all had a great time. I know that this Sunday is going to be an incredible show. Remember, the conversation doesn't end when the show ends. Head over to alltasteexplosion.com to tell us who you think will win the Royal Rumble. We're going to take your predictions. We're going to interact with you guys during the show itself. And we're going to tweet on who we think is going to win the Royal Rumble match. Well, guys, unfortunately, that does it for us for this week. Be sure to tune in next week. We're going to have some brand new guests on the Dennis Daniels Show. But don't worry about that. This Sunday, get ready for the Royal Rumble. It's going to be big. 30 men. Someone's going to WrestleMania. Someone's walking away a WWE champion. Who will it be? Well, we'll see you guys down the road. This is Dennis Daniel. Till next time, good night.